Most states require you to prove you're in this country legally before you can get a driver's license. But California's state legislature is about to remove that rule, allowing as many as 2 million undocumented immigrants to qualify. Governor Gray Davis vetoed a similar bill last year, but now, in the midst of a recall campaign, Davis says he'll sign it. Tamara Keith reports from member station KQED.
Each day, farm worker Adela Sanchez wakes up before dawn and drives as much as an hour to distant fields where she picks grapes. She came to this country illegally from Mexico 12 years ago. She still lacks a green card, and so like hundreds of thousands of other undocumented immigrants in California, she can't get a driver's license.
All the time we're afraid that we'll get in an accident or that the police will pull us over, take our car away, and then we'll have to walk. But what can we do? We have to work.
Sanchez was one of several hundred farm workers who recently marched through the Central Valley town of Early Mart in support of the immigrant driver's license legislation. The bill, which would remove California's current legal status requirement, cleared the state Senate earlier this summer and is now working its way through the Assembly. She says she hopes the governor signs it.
I think it's only fair that we get a driver's license. We contribute so much to the wealth of this country. It's the least he can do for us, is to give us a driver's license.
The rally in Early Mart was the first of several around California organized by the United Farm Workers. The union has been pushing for several years to loosen the state's driver's license rules. Tanis Ybarra is the UFW's secretary treasurer.
It benefits the public interest for these people to have driver's licenses. Because if not, what's happening is the taxpayer is the one that's footing the bill when people are getting in accidents and don't have insurance.
People in California can't get insurance coverage without a valid license. Last year, Governor Davis vetoed the legislation, saying it created too many security concerns. This year's bill will actually make it easier for undocumented immigrants to get a license, but it also includes a new security provision negotiated by Davis, which will require all applicants to submit thumbprints that will go into a digital database. State Senator Gil Cedillo of Los Angeles is the bill's author.
What we've done is crafted a bill that addresses concerns related to national security, addresses concerns related to highway safety, and does so in a way that's non-discriminatory.
Still, opponents of the bill say it will encourage and reward illegal immigration. Republican State Senator Rico Aller says the bill could be dangerous, making it too easy for people to get a license.
It demeans and devalues the driver's license itself as a means of identification. That is the number one document that's used for identification in California. So that poses a real set of problems, and it's a terrible thing to do, I think.
Despite these concerns, the driver's license bill has been endorsed by dozens of groups and individuals, from the city of Los Angeles to labor unions, family farmers, and lobbyists for the insurance industry. It also has strong backing from the state's most influential Latino advocacy organizations, groups Governor Davis fell out of favor with after vetoing last year's legislation. For NPR News, I'm Tamara Keith.